Zohar Chok Yisrael, Parshas Bishalach, Day 2, an excerpt from 61a. Davar Acher, another explanation of this verse. Ashrei Maskil Adol, happy is one who enlightens the poor. Verse from Tehillim 41:2. So Zohar explains, Kama Tekifa Agra Damaskin Nakami Kutcher Bichu. How strong is the reward of a poor person before the Holy Must Be? That despite the fact that they're suffering poverty, they hold on to Hashem. So it's very precious to Hashem. I was astonished about this verse. It's written in verse in Tehillim 69:34. Well, Hashem listens to the destitute. And to the destitute he listens, not to others. Because they're extra close to the king. It's written over there in Psalms 51:19. A heart that is broken and contrite, Hashem, you should not hold disparagingly. And there's no one in the world who is broken as brokenhearted as a poor person. Furthermore, said Rabbi Shimon, come and see in Revelation. All those people in the world appear before the Holy Must Be He in soul and in body. So this is how they, as if it were, they appear above and they looked up in Shemaim, body and soul. And the poor does not appear only in soul alone. Because he doesn't have any body. I mean, he doesn't have any physical, anything in the physical world, any possessions. He's not attached because he doesn't have anything to be attached to him. The Holy Must Be He is closer to the soul than to the body. There was one poor person in the neighborhood of Rabbi Yisa. And his spirit came back to him. Please, I can't do this. Don't make noise now. Come over here, Rivki. I'll let you fetch nicely. You have to be quiet for a few minutes. Play inside, play in the room over there so you can make noise. You can listen to the tape recorder if you close the door over there. Okay? Or if you play, if you play over here, you have to be quiet.
Shut up.
We don't tell Abba shut up.
Yes.
The Basar afterwards, after he came back to life, also Vishali came and asked him. Basically asked him, what did you experience? Omar, so he said to him, Chayecha Rabbi, by your life, Rabbi. Nafsha nafkas, we know my soul, left me. Umatu lo lakami, kasayi malka, and he brought it before the throne of the king. Went upstairs for judgment. Ubas ishtar taman wanted to stay there. Ella, but the boy kuchibichu zakolof. The Holy Must Be He wanted to give you merit. The opportunity of saving my life. Vachrizo alach, and they proclaimed about you. A heavenly voice went out. I heard it over there. Zamenhu Rabbi Yisa, time to come Rabbi Yisa. Lesalka ruche, that his spirit will arise. Oskasher v'chad idra kadisha, be bound in one holy cave. Zmin in chavai l'asara v'ara. In time to come, the friends, means they used to get together and learn the secrets of the Torah and the Zohar, to awaken in the land. So we see that they're speaking about the Idra Rabba that Rabbi Shimon revealed in Parshas Naso. He went with the king, friends to sit in the Idra. And we see that it was waiting set up from heaven. That you should have this special place and the special revelations that would be there. Behold, what's set up? Three thrones that stands for you and for your friends. As the Zohar says over there, 10 went in and 7 went out. The three of the disciples, because of the intense revelation, was so high, their souls were bound in such a rapture above that they didn't come back. We see that this was from heaven like that. It was supposed to be, it was something that was supposed to be. It wasn't like a mistake or something negative. This was their privilege of dying that way. And because Rabbi Yisa merited to save this poor person from staying upstairs before his time, he merited that when his time came, he went upstairs in such a high, special way. The people in the city paid attention to him and supported him. So furthermore, another poor person passed in front of Yitzchak, Palag, Kesef, he had a half a silver coin. And they said to him, Rabbi Yitzchak, Ashem li, Complete for me, my sons, my daughters, our souls. Give me another half piece of silver. I'll be able to get by some food for my children. And he said, and how am I going to complete your souls? The whole boy bar plug me. He's not found with me, only half a silver coin. He didn't think I'd be able to do anything. Amalei said, Bidosh, Limna, Biplag, Achod, Iska boy. He said, this is complete with the other half that's by me. Afgei, he took it out, Avilei, he gave it to him, which is Mashma. If Yitzchak himself was not the richest person, that's all he had. Achziolei, Bechelme, and they showed him in a dream, Dava Avra, Besfasa, Diyama, Rabba. He's passing by the shore of the great sea. Ugoin, Lemishtari, Gavein, they want to throw him inside of it. Chalmer, Bishimon, Dava Oshad, Yodoy, Lekablei. He saw Rabbi Shimon who was sticking his hand out towards him. And that poor person came and took him out. And gave him to the hands of Rabbi Shimon, which does it, and he was saved. So he understood from this dream that he was supposed to die, this Rabbi Yitzchak. And because he saved this poor person's life by giving him money, it was something, even though it was such a small amount, since it did help this poor person in his place, and since Rabbi Yitzchak himself was poor, it was like giving a very, very, very large sum. So it saved his life. Kadasa, when he awakened, Rabbi Yitzchak awakened from his sleep, from his dream. Novel Pume, high core, fell in his mouth. There's a verse. And when it says a person wakes up with a verse in his mouth, when it says in Brachas this, it's like a small prophecy. It means that there's a message from heaven inside of it. Verse in Psalms 41:2. Ashrim Eskil Adol, happy the person who enlightens, takes care of, he gives his mind to pay attention to the poor person. Beyond Ron, day of bed, which means there's a bad decree upon him, Hashem will save him. So a person doesn't know how much when he's helping someone else, he's just saving himself.